Hello everyone, welcome back to Wholesome Journey, a platform dedicated to exploring the little things that make life beautiful. I'm Keke Groblaar and thank you so much for joining me. Meliefies, welcome to a brand new podcast. I'm very excited about today's topic. What actually inspired it is the fact that my birthday is in a couple of weeks and I will be turning 31. And I thought to myself, what better way to celebrate my birthday than to actually do so by celebrating my creator, right? And I thought to myself, since I'm turning 31, it's a big age. I'm a big girl. I'm a woman. I'm a wife. I thought there is guidance to becoming the woman that I want to be. The woman of my dreams, and my father has already laid it out for me, and that's what inspired this topic, actually this journey of turning 31 with Proverbs. So I am in the middle of reading the book of Proverbs. I have my Bible here with me. I'm in the middle of reading the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 through to 31, inspired by the fact that I'm turning 31, but I'm not reading the Bible just for the sake of reading and completing a Bible book of Proverbs, but I actually want to apply what I'm learning in my daily life. And sure, it's a challenge that I've put myself up to. I have literally just started, and I wanted it to be a raw experience with you guys, where as I read, whatever I am learning, whatever I am discovering, that I come here and share it with you guys. So that's what this platform is for me. It's to explore and to share and to create beautiful moments, and also to grow. That is the purpose of this podcast above anything else. I'm extremely fascinated by the first two chapters, and I think I will dwell on those for this particular video. I'm intrigued by how personal and intimate they are because of how gentle God is with his words when he is teaching and giving guidance and wisdom, providing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He's so gentle with how he actually asks us, his children, to listen, to pay attention, and to stay in the path of the righteous. In chapter 1 and verse 8, he says, "My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck." And I'm thinking, my word, God has bigger plans for us. It is clear. It has been clear from the onset, right? But even in how he teaches us as his children, he instructs and corrects and guides with gentleness. And it's evident in his approach. He gives us the instruction and the outcome. And essentially, it's up to you to choose whether you want to listen and apply, or ignore and suffer the consequences, which is quite admirable because he is the Almighty and he could literally just have created us to be robots to do everything he says, as he says, when he says it, however he says it. And he didn't do that. He didn't do that, which to me shows me the magnitude of his mightiness. And I will forever be in awe of my Heavenly Father. But I'm just thinking, a child doesn't know everything. A child needs to be taught from a young age. I'll read further in chapter 10. He says, "My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them." And I'm just thinking, For a child to know who's a sinner and who's not, or what is right and what is wrong, they actually have to be taught. They have to be taught from young. Hence, God says, my child, emphasis on child, because it's important to be taught from young. We are not born with knowledge of right and wrong. We have to be taught. And this just takes me back to how my mother used to, as a child, read me Bible stories just before bed. I still remember those stories till today. I may not remember the verses, the chapters, or even the Bible characters, but I remember the story and the moral of the story. And that has stayed with me till this big age that I will be turning. That has truly stayed with me, and I'm forever grateful, because through those teachings from an early age, I was able to establish the difference between right and wrong, and then continued to choose what I was taught is right. And I'm by no means perfect. No one is perfect, so we can just get that out of the way. But our efforts to doing right and continuing to doing what's right is what will draw us closer and keep us closer to God. So in my efforts now as a big girl, my mom is no longer reading me Bible stories, but we do have some really insightful conversations about scripture. And now that I'm older, those Bible books that she would read to me when I was young, they make sense now. Now I understand the moral even better, because with age comes experience, and life is real. And consequences are real. And I'm sitting here with a grateful heart that my mom gave me that opportunity to learn about the Bible, to learn about what our Heavenly Father wants us to know, how He wants us to live, because He truly does have good intentions for us. It is clear and evident in how He instructs and teaches us through His Word, the Bible. Looking at chapter 2 and verse 8, where he says, he guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. I sit here with a grateful heart once again, knowing that when I was a child, I was given the opportunity to learn the ways of the righteous. And it is my responsibility now to continue to choose those ways. And it's by no means easy, but it's worth it. And God says in verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20, God says, so follow the steps of the good and stay on the path of the righteous, for only the godly will live in the land, and those with the integrity will remain in it, but the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. I understand that it is a human thing to make mistakes. God wants us to choose the path of righteousness through the gift of knowledge and understanding, which He has blessed us with in His Word, the Bible. And remembering that the fear of God is the foundation of true knowledge, is what will keep us on the path of righteousness. And not the kind of fear where you tremble and you feel like you are, or your life is in danger, but rather the fear that stems from a place of love, the kind of love that God showed us and blessed us with, not because we had to do something to earn it or to deserve it, knowing that He loved us first without any conditions. There's nothing better than that, and that is the best motivation for us to continue to do the things that God asks of us, that He instructs us, that He teaches us to do. And that's what this whole journey is about for me, knowing that my Heavenly Father loved me first, and he continues to show me that love through his teachings and how he instructs me to stay in the path that he has set out for me. The book of Proverbs has shown me that God laid out the foundation of who he wants me to become, and he mapped it out for me in such a way that I don't have to wonder what next. So this is what this journey is about, and I'm very excited, and I invite you guys to join me as I discover and learn and become the woman in Proverbs 31. As I turn 31 myself, it's a blessing to be a day older, a year older, to still be alive, but more so to be healthy and well, and to be a child of God. I am beyond blessed, and Malifi, so are you. So join me in this journey, grab your Bibles, read along with me, let's have a discussion. Feel free to share some of the gems that you have discovered in this book of Proverbs, and let us grow together. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope that you learned something, or that you took away something that you yourself will apply in your life, in your future endeavors, as you continue to walk with God. Thank you, Malifi. See you in the next one. Thank you.